The storms over the Philippines continue to slam the region weeks after the rains moved on. Drought spurs a devastating migration in Peru, and a ministry sows its way into long-term outreach in India. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The Philippines needs nearly $4.5 billion. Why? It would cover reconstruction following Tropical Storm Quetzana's devastating floods and Typhoon Parma's mudslides. AMG International initially responded and was able to help with food and some other disaster response. However, AMG's Roger Thomas says because of the scope of the damages, they can provide little aid now.
We were able to help with immediate needs. The long term is something that agencies like ours are just not equipped to handle. The government has to step in as best they can.
Some projects are still underwater, so AMG is providing basic needs and conveying Christ's hope. Thomas shares the response.
They see that we're helping children. They're seeing we're doing good things, so they're very open to the gospel.
You can help AMG in the Philippines and elsewhere.
Our disaster relief fund is always there, always needing funds, because when something happens, we can't promote the need right then and get the funds. We have to depend on what we have in-house.
Next, severe droughts in Peru associated with El Nino spur increased migration from the rural areas to cities. And this year's phenomenon is no different. The water in the mountains of Peru dried up, and with it, sustainable agriculture in the villages. So men left for jobs in the cities. Kids Alive International's Janina Posner says that's devastating.
Families are being torn apart because there is no father. The father comes every 3 months, every 6 months. If he comes.
Kids Alive is reaching out to the at-risk families with the gospel and job skills training.
We teach them about what God thinks about the family, and also we give them hope for the future. Sometimes we are not able to change the circumstances here in this world, but we can change the future.
Posner says their work not only brings families back together, but also gives them hope for a future.
We are helping them to become self-sufficient and not depend so much in the big cities. You know, we'll work with them together to teach them what is the best that you can do as a community.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Last week, international leaders recommitted to end the scourge of human trafficking. Through their national partners, India Partners rescues trafficking victims. They're provided with shelter, medical treatment, and vocational training. With India Partners' help, many women have left the sex trade and discovered God's calling on their lives. Pray for the healing and restoration to continue. Elsewhere in India, Gospel for Asia fights poverty with sewing machines. Through the GFA Christmas Gift Catalog, 10 women in Andhra Pradesh who needed a new start got their sewing machines. And these machines open up job opportunities and prevent a future of despair. One of the women was able to leave the back-breaking task of farm labor. GFA missionaries gave the gifts with a message of God's love. So ask God to multiply the hope and harvest that these gifts provide. And thousands are still waiting to hear the gospel in their own language. J.P. Sundararajan says Audio Scripture Ministries plans to distribute more audio units in January and February than ever before in Northeast India.
We're working in an area of India where we haven't done a big distribution up till now. We've been doing small distributions of, you know, 5, 10, maybe 50 families at a time. We're really hoping to reach over 200 families in February.
As the units are handed out, the gospel message will multiply.
We encourage people to listen to scripture units for 1 hour a day and at least gather 10 people to listen to it with them. And gathering groups of 10 or more is almost a given in India. It's very easy to gather people together. And people, in essence, give us their word that this is what they will do.
And wherever they go in India, ASM is met with this refrain.
We have worshipped many gods all our lives, but this God speaks my language.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon, a compilation of stories about the underground church in China. If you'd like to receive a copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. This book will help you understand the challenges facing the underground church of China, estimated at 80 million people. You can also request a copy at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.